USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A grand jury in Chicago has indicted actor Jesse Smollett after his claims that he was beaten and a rope put around his neck reportedly turned out to be false. His defense attorney, Mark Garagos, tells CNN's Anderson Cooper the media has ganged up on him.
I've never seen a media pendulum swing more quickly and more viciously and rob somebody of their presumption of innocence like this case. It's startling the way people assume that he's guilty.
He calls the 16-count indictment against the Empire actor vindictive and says Smollett maintains his innocence. Continued building of North Korean nuclear facilities has people looking towards President Trump for a response to address the aggressive behavior. Trump telling reporters outside the White House yesterday,
"Our relationship with North Korea, Kim Jong-un and myself, Chairman Kim, I think it's a very good one. I think it remains good."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The last ISIS stronghold in Syria is seeing an outpouring of refugees and fighters who've decided to surrender their cause. The exodus from the area is a disorganized and dangerous situation to be in. Many of the women and children fleeing the stronghold are said to be very hungry and often defiant of the failure of the Islamic State, that according to a report by NPR. Democrats in the House struggled this week on a resolution condemning hate growing out of anti-Semitic remarks from a freshman member who's Muslim. Republicans have used the division to paint the opposition as anti-Israel. That includes President Trump.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer. If you get an honest answer from politicians, they thought it was a disgrace.
The president made his comments outside the White House before departing for Alabama. The massive power outage in Venezuela is being blamed on anti-government saboteurs. Around 70% of the country was without electricity. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
So much snow has fallen in some states that people are being killed in avalanches. More from USA's Wendy King.
The avalanche danger in Colorado is being called an extreme and unprecedented event. Heavy snow triggered more than 2,000 avalanches in the state so far this season. 7 backcountry skiers have been killed, including one on Thursday. Just in the past week, Colorado has seen over 300 avalanches with a level of danger not seen in decades. At least 9 western states are now under avalanche warnings. More snow is expected this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British Parliament members have a Tuesday vote on a deal to leave the European Union and face a March 29th deadline to tell the EU how it will be done. Parliament member Andrea Leadsom says the deadline could be delayed, but that creates even more problems.
If we ask for an extension, it requires all of the EU 27 remaining members to agree to it. And of course, individual EU member states might want to put conditions on that, which might not be acceptable to the UK government. And secondly, what would be the purpose? It just kicks the can down the road.
The FDA has approved the first immunotherapy drug for breast cancer, but Tecentriq costs about $13,400 a month. It boosts a woman's immune system to fight breast cancer. It was approved Friday for treating advanced triple-negative breast cancer, which accounts for about 15% of cases. It's to be given with chemotherapy. In a study of 900 women, the benefits were modest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.